This video has been brought to you by Iman Studios, the same web design team that put together both the Ask Baba Ali and Umma Films website. Be sure to visit them at imanstudios.com. Why, hello there, and welcome to Ask Baba Ali. You're probably wondering, why am I dressed so professionally today? Is it because I'm trying to impress you? No. Is it because, Ali, you can suddenly become more professional and dress in suits every day? No. I just decided to wear a suit because somewhere in the script today, I have to wear a suit. So why not at the beginning? Anyways, it's getting hot in here. I'd rather wear a t-shirt than a suit because the lights are beaming at me and it gets hot and I don't want to get all sweaty. I'd rather be comfortable. So can we start the show, please, before I start sweating? That's your cue. Start the show.
If you're looking all confused, ask Baba Ali. And you don't know what to do, ask Baba Ali. If you want advice from a friendly, funny guy, ask Baba Ali.
Today's question comes from Bumblebee, 16 years old from La Palma. She says, Salam Ali, my friends and I are big fan of you and your show. Why, thank you. My friends and I have this friend who we thought was a great girl at first, but slowly we're starting to realize how bad she is. Not just regular bad. I mean bad, bad. You know that movie Good, Bad, and Ugly? She's the bad one. When I say bad, I mean she lies in front of us, and then she backbites behind our backs. We really don't know what to do with her because we're tired of her. Beep! She didn't really say a bad word. I just want to use our censor button. Beep! You like that? Beep! Okay. Anyways, we don't want to hurt her, so what should we do? Well, Bumblebee, it sounds like you have a fake friend. A fake friend? Yeah, that's someone who's your friend when you're around, but when you're not around, ow, 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 ow. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm good. I just feel like someone took a bite out of my back, and feel like someone's eating my flesh. You know what hurts most? Not the bite. The fact that it comes from a friend. Sneaky, huh? It all happens behind your back. I'm so happy for you guys. I hope you have a great time. Okay, take care. Bye. Bye. See you guys later. See you. I hope you don't come back because you can't hear me anymore. They get under my skin, those losers. Losers. Maybe people act this way because they're insecure. Or maybe it's because they just want to start fit now. So how do you deal with such characters? So here's my advice. Whichever friend is the closest friend to her should take her to the side and talk to her diplomatically. Hey, backbiter! Everyone knows you're a backbiter. Sitting there and talking about my back, you little backbiter? Backbiter! I said diplomatically. Hello, I'm Ambassador Ali. On behalf of your friends, I'm here to deliver a message. Hey, you little backbiter! Everyone knows you're a little backbiter. Stop talking behind my back, you little backbiter! Backbiter! If you'd like an electronic copy of this message, please let me know. What I mean is try to tell her the truth in a nice way. Explain to her that all the gossiping eventually gets back to that person and that leads to nothing but drama. More importantly, we have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our actions. Tell her if she's going to continue acting this way, then she's going to separate herself from the rest of the group and you don't want that to happen. Now, is she going to hug you and say you're right? Most probably not. I'm guessing she's going to probably take it personal, throw it back in your face and say you do the exact same thing. And if she's right, you have to correct yourself first, otherwise you're going to sound like a hypocrite. Which brings us back to square one. So what to do, what to do? I got an idea. Okay, get all your friends together and make sure she's there. Then give a short talk about how you think gossiping is dividing everyone. And make sure you include a reminder about what Islam teaches us about backbiting. Then announce that you're not perfect and you want to be the first person to admit that you talked behind someone's back, but you regret it. Tell them that you made the intention to stop the gossiping. And whoever else wants to make the same attention to raise their hands. And then when they do, tell them that your hands are now witnesses over you on the day of judgment. And that's when you got them. Finally, tell them that if you really care about me, correct me when you see me slip, and I'll try to correct you as well. And make sure you tell them that the reason you're doing this is because you care about each other. This way, when someone corrects her, she won't feel singled out. Inshallah, once she gets some alone time and she starts reflecting on your words, she may change. All you can do at that point is to make dua for her. But if she still doesn't change and continues to try to divide you guys, then you may want to slowly take her out of your circle of friends. Now, I'm not saying ignore her because she's still your sister in Islam. But what I am saying is be careful who you select as your friends. Because your friends will either make you better or they can make you worse. I hope my advice helps, inshallah. This is Ali, and that's my advice.
If you want advice from a friendly, funny guy, ask Baba Ali.